Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, the government's scientific advisers are expected to recommend an expansion of the booster program to all adults in the UK, as a further 6 cases of the new Omicron coronavirus variant were confirmed in Scotland. The booster program will be expanded to all over 18s, and the 6-month gap between second and third doses will be substantially reduced, to maximise immunity as the Omicron variant begins to spread, following new guidance from the government's vaccine advisers. Next, the global risk from the new Omicron coronavirus variant is very high, the World Health Organization warned, as Japan moved to ban foreign visitors in an attempt to limit the spread of the heavily mutated strain. Outlining its preliminary findings on the strain first detected in southern Africa, the health body warned of its potentially severe consequences, as scientists race to understand the effect of its multiple mutations on the severity of disease, and its effect on natural and vaccine-caused immunity. Anecdotal reports that emerged from South Africa over the weekend appeared to suggest that the disease produced milder symptoms, although scientists stressed it was too early to tell. And now, half of the companies that raised more than $1 billion at initial public offerings this year are trading below their listing price, despite robust stock markets around the world. The busted IPOs include some of the best-known names to list, such as UK food delivery app Deliveroo, alternative food manufacturer Oatly and Indian payments giant Paytm. Their weak performance has raised questions about the valuations pinned to companies by large investors such as SoftBank and Warburg Pincus, and leading underwriters including Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. And finally, plant-based meat is losing its sizzle, with falling US sales casting a shadow over expectations that the nascent category would take a chunk out of the real animal meat market. A surge in plant-based meat sales at the start of the pandemic in 2020 set a high hurdle for growth this year, but demand was also affected by consumers eating at home less as restrictions were lifted, while supply chain problems made some products unavailable in stores, said US retail data group Spins. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.